My family and the Smith and Carr family really echo our thanksgivings in the prayers. Once again, of the loss of my mom, and again, they tell me they can certainly see how this church is praying for them, and they're really grateful and thankful. We're thankful that the Lord has parted the Red Sea for us. He's blessed us, you know, with the pastor. And we look forward to him also parting the Red Sea in this transition. And I believe the Lord is going to do that. The Lord's already got it planned out. Everything's going to be set up, and the Lord's going to be in it. And the Lord will make it happen. The Lord will make it happen. But in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1 declares, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." And then turn with me to Matthew chapter 4. And we'll be reading 19 through 25. But first of all, for 29 years, all the life I lived before I was saved, I for 29 years followed cunningly devised fables. There's a lot of them out there. And think of it this way. Everyone's following something. Everyone's following something. But for 29 years, I followed cunningly devised fables. In 2 Peter 2:2, I was a follower of pernicious ways. In 2 Peter 2:15, I forsook the right way, following the way of Balaam. People will say, "I never followed that, you know, the way of Balaam." But there's a lot of different gods out there that people are following. They're following the gods of pleasures, the gods of career, the god of self. That's probably the worst one out of all of them, the god of self, or the god of unbelief. But something happened here in Matthew chapter 4:19. Actually, we'll read verse 17. "From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.' And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. Verse 19, he said unto them, 'Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.' And straightway, right away, they left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw two other brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. They immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken from diverse diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those that were lunatic, and those that had palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan." Something happened in the life of Peter and Andrew, and that's what happened to me in 94. But it's the year I was saved. But I was also blessed to begin following this same one, Jesus. In 1 Peter 2:21, we are called to, and remember, as Jesus said in John chapter 16, "You haven't chosen me, but I've chosen you." So just because we're blessed to be called to be by God a follower of Jesus, it's not because that we're better than others. It's because he called us and he chose us to be a follower of him. There in 1 Peter 2:21, it says for us to follow his steps. That is, to follow the steps of Jesus. And so these are the kind of steps that how that you will know whether or not you're following him. And Romans 14:19 says, let us follow after the things which make for peace. 1 Timothy 5:10, diligently follow every good work. So any good work is a way of identifying whether you're following him. And 2 Timothy 2:22 declares, flee youthful lust, but follow righteousness, or to hunger and thirst for what's right all the time. Always hunger and thirst for what's right. And follow faith. As faith has started you on a journey, keep following faith. Don't stop following faith. Follow charity and peace. In 1 Corinthians 14:1, follow after charity. 1 Thessalonians 5:15, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good. That's how you'll know whether or not you're following him. Hebrews 12:14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. You will struggle following the Lord unless this is true. Follow peace with all men. It's hard out there in the world. And holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. In Philippians 3:12, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. That is to keep hungering and thirsting for what's right. Jesus said in Matthew 16:24, to his followers, these are the words of Jesus to them. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. How many people out there in the world do we see that actually do this? Deny themselves. Very, very few. What does that mean? When you see something wrong in your life, you deny it. You denounce it. And you ask the Lord to help change you. That's what it means to keep denying yourself. Take up his cross and then you can follow him. It's so hard to follow him if we're not willing to, first of all, deny ourselves. So that word followers, I looked that word up. And that word follower means expresses union. If we are to follow someone, we have to be united with that person that we want to follow. That word follower expresses likeness or to copy. We got to be willing from the heart to copy the same one that we're trying to follow. And that all comes down to being ready to deny ourselves consistently. I've been doing this for 26 and a half years and I've only gotten started. And I'll be doing this until the day the Lord takes me home, denying myself. The word follower expresses one going in the same way. You got to want it from your own heart to go in the same way. Listen to this. In order to be a follower, you know, to follow the Lord is impossible. It's impossible with men to do this by yourself. Even Jesus said this himself. He told the people he chose to follow him. I am the vine and you are a branch. But without me, you can do nothing. The branch cannot bear fruit except it abides in the vine. That's the only way we can continue to follow him. To accompany a leader, we have to be willing and to know in our own minds and our own hearts that he is our leader in every area of our lives. Whether your home life, your marriage life, financial, materialistic, or career, but especially here in the church. We have to know and constantly admit, and oftentimes battle against ourselves, to know that he is the head of this body. It is he is the head of this body and not us. The word followers means to conform to. You are not going to follow someone if you're not willing to conform to. It's so true. We have to always be willing to conform to him, not him conform to us. The word follower expresses to pursue without hostility. The only way you're going to follow someone is if you joyfully and enjoy following him. I mean, if a person tries to do it grudgingly or doing it because I have to, you're not going to follow him very long. You're not going to follow him very long. So these are all things that we have to work on. The word follower expresses union or agreement or harmony. How can a child of God follow him if they don't agree with him? It's impossible to follow him if you don't agree with him, which means you have to disagree most of all with yourself. In order to be a follower of God, a child of God from the heart, must be fully persuaded and convinced that all of his ways and thoughts are right. That means all of mine are wrong. I've never had a good way or a good thought yet since the day the Lord had saved me. Only his ways and thoughts have been right. But we have to know that in our heart and be convinced of that, or else we'll struggle to follow him. I can't tell you how many times I've failed and fallen short of his ways and thoughts. But just because I fail and fall short doesn't change the fact or the reality that all of his ways and thoughts are right. The word follower expresses likeness, or to copy, like-minded, to think the same way. In order to be a follower of God, one must have a desire. And that's where it all starts with, is desire. You always have to have that desire in your heart. Jesus told his same followers, his disciples, you can ask for anything in my name and I will do it for you. So it all comes down to desire. You got to want to follow him. You got to ask him to help you to follow him. In order to be a follower of God, one must have a desire to be like him also. You know, in Ephesians chapter 4, if we turn with me there, that is to do things like him, to think like him, to act like him. I fall short in that many a times. In verse 8, let's read verse 19. Who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all in cleanness with greediness, but you have not so learned Christ. Verse 21, if so be that you have heard him, that is personally heard him, and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation. That's what, right there's the battle. We have to be willing to keep putting off the old man and putting on the new. The Lord will show us, but it's a matter of having a desire to put the old man off. And then if you really ask him to help you, he will help you put off the old man, which means great things. You're going to see some great things here. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. And this is what will happen if you really experience this, putting off the old man. You'll be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And you'll put on the new man. A miracle will happen in your life, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, put away lying. Verse 26, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Do you know how many times Satan, the devil, has tried to convince me I could be angry and not sin? He has tried to convince me of that so many times, but it's never worked. It's never worked once for me. I ended up doing one thing. The sun went down upon my wrath and I gave place to the devil. Let no man steal no more. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, and grieve not the Holy Spirit. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor be and evil speaking be put away from you, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. There you read it, verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God. We got to be willing to put off the old, so that Jesus can put on the new. And it will make a difference. God's children must always be ready to look in God's mirror, not in my mirror or anyone else's, to see the things we need to put off, then ask the Lord for forgiveness and help to put on the things He wants us to put on. And He'll personally do that Himself for you. The word follower expresses one going in the same way. We got to constantly be wanting to go the same way that Jesus is going. Not our way or not the world's way. Meaning it has to be identical, exactly alike. You know, the very same one or thing. In order to be a follower of God, a child of God must know from the heart that God is immutable. In Malachi 3:6, he says, I am the Lord and I change not. There is nothing about God that changes. None of his characteristics, none of his attributes. He's not going to change for us. It's us changing to follow him. And we must know from the heart that God is immutable. That is his express image, his characteristics or his attributes. And the direction or path that he is going. And we got to want to go that same way that he wants to go. And a child of God must constantly, daily, seek to know what direction the Lord is going, then follow him. The word follower expresses to follow along with. This is the one I enjoy the most. To have and to enjoy the company of Jesus himself. That is what makes life here for me in this world worth even living. There's nothing out there for us. There is absolutely nothing out there for us. But to enjoy the presence of Jesus, how could a person not want to follow him? You know, the more you experience his presence, the more you will want to follow him. And you will know when you're not following him faster and quicker. You will know when you're not feeling his presence faster and quicker. The more you enjoy, that is, the presence of the Lord or in the company of the Lord himself. I mean, you look what happened to all these Peter and Andrew. They laid down their nets, gave up everything. They started following him. And that's what we'll do. The more you experience following him, the more you'll let go of the world out there. And then all the rest of the people that followed him. In order to be a follower of God, a child of God must learn to have. And it's a learning process. Sometimes you may have a hard time. Sometimes you may struggle, but don't give up. Keep seeking to learn, to have and maintain a real intimate fellowship and relationship with him. And it's a learning process. But always keep hungering and thirsting to learn. Learn to experience his person, his nature, his characteristics, and his attributes. And then you'll find that there is no greater friend than him. The word follower expresses to accompany a leader. We always got to know that he is the leader of us. He's the one who chose us. We didn't choose him. He has a will for us. He has a purpose for us and a plan for our lives. And we got to constantly keep seeking for his leadership. In order to be a follower of God, a child of God must know their position. To know their position. To remember who you are and where that you came from. He's the one who came and saved you. He's the one who came and brought you out of that horrible pit. It's not for him to follow us. It's for us to follow him. A child of God must know their position and to know who's in charge. A child of God is not a leader or a commander. A child of God is a servant or a subject to the King of Kings. I don't find that bad at all. I would rather be a subject to the King of Kings than to be anything out there in that world. There must be a personal realization of this. You must personally realize this. And it's a learning process. It's a learning process. Some days you'll realize it more and some days you'll have a hard time. But always keep seeking to realize it more and more. And this will cause us to have a respect and a reverence of his authority. And not only that, but you'll also enjoy it. Brother Charlie, would you lead us in a word of prayer?